You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 425, covering week 31, July 28th to August 3rd, 2025. Linus Torvalds presented Linux Kernel 6.16. Changes include a driver for accelerating OpenVPN, a kernel extension handover mechanism, enabling five-level memory page tables for x86 by default, removing the DCCP protocol, a Z-loop block driver, the ability to send core dumps via a Unix socket, support for atomic writing to XFS, offload sound processing for USB devices, optimizations in EXT4, a virtual TPM driver, a full implementation of device memory TCP, support for unnamed pipes in IO_URing, preparation for the integration of the Asahi DRM driver, a user mode queue mechanism in the AMD GPU driver, support for Intel TDE and Intel APE. Canonical has let Till Campeter go. Till is the leader of the Open Printing Project, which develops components for providing printing on Linux. Till is a co-founder of Open Printing and has been maintaining the project since its inception in 2001. Till has been employed by Canonical since 2006, where he was engaged in the development of a printing system for Linux. Canonical is believed to be making a reduction in staff working remotely or on an external project. Calabra announced that the PanVK Vulkan driver has been updated to support the Vulkan 1.4 graphics API for devices with V10-based ARM GPUs, such as the Mali G610 and the Mali G310. The changes have been merged into the Mesa codebase and will be available to users in the Mesa 25.2 release candidate. The current stable release of Mesa 25.1 in PanVK only supports Vulkan 1.2. Plans for further development of a PanVK driver include certification of Vulkan 1.4 support in the Kronos Consortium, optimization of DDK performance when performing typical tasks, improved compatibility with existing applications, and implementation of support for additional Vulkan extensions. Separately, the intention to improve performance for older generations of Mali GPUs, such as Bifrost, and to provide Vulkan support for the first generation of Valhalla family GPUs is noted. The OpenBSD Ports Collection now includes the classic CDE, developed in the early 90s by Sun Microsystems, HP, IBM, DEC, SCO, Fujitsu, and Hitachi, and supplied for many years as a standard graphical environment for Solaris, HP UX, IBM AIX, Digital Unix, and UnixWare. In 2012, the CDE 2.1 code is opened by the Open Group under the LGPL license. The collection includes an XD MCP-compatible login manager, user session manager, window manager, CDE front panel, desktop manager, inter-process communication bus, desktop toolkit, shell, and C application development tools, and third-party application integration components. The Motif library is used for the interface. Vivo, which occupies about 10% of the global smartphone market, presented the first official open release of the BlueOS operating system kernel. BlueOS has been in development since 2018 and is already used in the Vivo Watch series of smartwatches. Vivo is also working on using BlueOS in smart glasses, robots, smart terminals, and consumer AI devices. The kernel code is written in Rust and is open under the Apache 2.0 license. BlueOS system frameworks are also written in Rust. The BlueOS kernel is optimized for minimal resource consumption and can be used on embedded platforms, mobile devices, and Internet of Things systems. In the minimum configuration, the kernel only requires 13 kilobytes of RAM for its operation. At the same time, the kernel supports modern processor architectures, including ARM and RISC-V. On top of the kernel, there is a standard C library that supports the software interfaces defined in the POSIX standard, as well as the Rust STD library. Mozilla China has announced that it is shutting down its services for Firefox users in China. Starting July 27th, registration for the Chinese versions of Firefox accounts and Firefox community services has been suspended, and the ability to post messages and comments in the forum has been blocked. Starting September 29th, the firefox.com.cn website, forum homepage, resources for downloading and updating the version of Firefox for China, as well as services for maintaining accounts and synchronizing settings, will cease to operate. 4M Linux 49.0 is now available, a minimalist user distribution that is not a fork of other projects and uses a graphical environment based on the JWM window manager. 4M Linux can be used both as a live environment for playing multimedia files and solving other tasks, and as a system for recovery from failures and a platform for running mini-servers. A live image with a graphical environment and a stripped-down console build are available for download. The KDE Project has begun publishing test builds of the KDE Linux Testing Edition and has also posted a page on the main KDE.org website dedicated to the distribution. System images are available for installation to create bootable USB drives that work in live mode. KDE Linux is positioned as a reference implementation of the Linux distribution for the KDE desktop and applications, optimally combined with KDE technologies and developed without intermediaries by KDE developers. KDE Linux Testing Edition is based on the master branch in Git and is designed for testing, quality control, and development tracking. Builds will be updated daily and reflect the current state of development of the project components. The primary target audience for KDE Linux Testing Edition is KDE developers and users who want to participate in quality control features testing and bug reporting. The system is separated from applications. Additional applications can be installed to the home directory in AppImage, Snap, or Flatpak formats. In addition, the DistroBox and Toolbox tools are included, allowing you to create containers in the home directory for installing arbitrary packages from other distributions. The user can also use the systemd-sysext utility to install system extension images, the contents of which are superimposed on the user hierarchy using OverlayFS. The release of the libmdbx 0.13.7 library has been published, implementing a high-performance compact embedded key-value database. LinMDBX code is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. All current operating systems and architectures are supported. LibMDBX offers an advanced API for C++ as well as enthusiast-supported bindings to Rust, Haskell, Python, Node.js, Ruby, Go, Nim, Dino, and Scala. LibMDBX is a deep reworking of the LMDB DBMS and surpasses it in reliability, feature set, and performance. Compared to LMDB, LibMDBX pays much more attention to code quality, stable API operation, testing, and automatic checks. A utility for checking the integrity of the database structure with some recovery capabilities is also supplied. Technologically, libmdbx offers ACID, strict serialization of changes and non-blocking reading with linear scaling across CPU cores. Auto-compaction, automatic database size management, range query estimation are supported. The FEX2508 project release has been published. It develops an emulator for running games and applications compiled for x86 and x86-64 architectures in a Linux environment on systems with ARM64 processors. The FEX emulator is used by the Asahi project to run games from the Steam catalog compiled for the x86-64 architecture on systems with ARM chips. The project code is written in C++ with assembler inserts and is distributed under the MIT license. To access host environment capabilities such as audio and 3D graphics tools, thunk libraries are placed in the rootfs, which translate calls to libraries and code on the host system side. For example, calls to OpenGL and Vulkan can be redirected. These libraries can also be used on the host side to call code in the guest environment. Significant optimization of the JIT compiler was performed, which allowed FPS increase in the game Cyberpunk 2077 by 38.9%, Doom 2016 by 30.9%, Stray by 25.2%, and others. The greatest impact was made by our optimizations of the call stack and returns, call-return, as well as the use of the TSO, Total Store Ordering, memory model in the WoW64/ARM64EC libraries, supported in Apple Silicon CPUs. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.